You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play?
Boys Against the Goals.
With Dom and Jeremy.
Yeah.
We are, so let's meet the players. Representing for the dudes today is this guy, Brian. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Appreciate you being on,
Did I hear that this is the first time you've ever even called the show?
That's correct.
Wow, man. First time.
What took you so long? What have you been waiting for?
Well, it's just been kind of my wife's show for a long time, and she kind of got me hooked on it recently.
Oh, nice. What do you like about it?
Keeping it light, you know. I like the games you guys play, and just, you're very relatable people, yeah.
Well, that's very nice.
Do the follow-up, Jeremy.
What do you hate about the show?
Oh, I don't want to go there. I heard someone gave star ratings yesterday, and I don't want to do that either. But you guys are nice. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
She gave
are
us pretty decent ratings.
You saying between 1 and 5 stars, you would not give us 4 or 5?
You'd go like 2?
No, I would definitely go 5.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, the woman yesterday gave us like 4.5. I mean,
she said 4.8.
4.8, that's right.
And we were very curious what the 0.2 was. Like, what cost us that 0.2?
Yeah, something was said, I guess. What do you do for a living, Bri guy?
Aerospace engineer.
Nerd.
Jealous. I am jealous.
It's pretty darn cool, though.
I got to tell you, really cool. I am the audiobook I'm listening to right now. Let me just talk to Brian and the other fellow nerds of mine who are out there. The audiobook I'm listening to right now is called Apollo. But what I like about it is it's not focusing on the astronauts at all. It's all about the engineering that made the Apollo mission come together so fast, the politics behind the scene, all of it, Brian. It is a fascinating listen. So I would recommend it. You want me to tell you who wrote it, or do you not care?
Absolutely. I would love that. Yeah.
Charles Murray and Catherine Bly Cox, C-O-X. So Charles Murray and Catherine Bly Cox. It's just called Apollo. And I love it because it's all about how impossible it was to put this space program together that quickly, and yet they did it.
Pretty neat. That's pretty neat.
Absolutely.
Do you deal with space stuff or just general aviation or what?
I help design spacecraft. So I work on a program that's designing the sort of the replacement. It's sort of the next generation for Apollo for NASA.
Yeah.
Wow. Smell you, buddy.
Yeah. I'm the dude who grew up with a poster of the Saturn V rocket on the wall in my bedroom. So that's the kind of nerd I am, Brian.
Are they going to have
Legos next to me?
Are they going to have any like really cool, neat features in the new spacecraft, like a wine fridge or anything like that?
I hope.
I do joke that they're going to drop that soft serve machine. It's just too heavy to take to the next
That's a great idea.
You see, you pull that handle down, all that chocolate soft serve goes floating around like a snake. That's pretty good, Brian.
Oh, that's funny. Listen, good luck to you today. We're glad you finally called. Shannon is representing for the ladies today. Hi, Shannon. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's more than our pleasure. Is this your first time to ever call us, or are you an old veteran of this show?
Well, I called like 2 years ago.
Okay. Well, you were due.
I think you're due after 2 years. Do you remember what you called about back then?
It was a mind bender, and I lost.
What do you do for a living, sweet Shannon?
I work in senior living.
Oh, very nice. Good human. Thank you for doing that.
Yes.
I've done that in the past. I was an activities director for a senior community.
Really?
Yeah. It was a good time. It makes you appreciate life a little bit.
Tell her about taking the old guys out to dinner. That's my favorite.
It's the best story. We had a group of guys that I would take out like once a week, and we'd go to lunch or dinner, and it was called the Romeo Group, which stood for Real Old Men Eating Out. And we'd go to lunch.
Come on, that's so good.
And then we'd hit the club.
Nice.
Well, thank you for doing that work. That's very kind of you.
We appreciate you doing that.
Yep.
All right, so here's how this game works. I'm going to be asking Brian some questions that women probably more likely to know, and then Jeremy will ask Shannon some questions that guys probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win. We'll get the prize. They'll also get the point for their side. If we're tied after three, we go to sudden death overtime. And we alternate who goes first. So in May, the women went first to start the month. Today, Brian, you are up first. Are you ready for us?
Let's do it.
All right. Are you married?
Yes.
All right. So if your wife comes to you and says she wants to get some Juvederm, what is that most commonly used for, Juvederm?
It's got to do with the skin for sure. Is it to rejuvenate the skin on your face?
I need something a little more specific than that.
Uh-oh. Oh, I've never heard of that. Is it to clean makeup off?
I don't think I can.
No, it's not to clean makeup.
That's why I needed you to be more specific, because it has nothing to do with makeup. It is most commonly used as either a lip filler or for reducing wrinkles.
Oh, big old puffy kisses, Brian.
You were in the ballpark, but not enough.
I've never had it done.
And as an aerospace engineer, you know, being off by even like one percentage point on that approach to the atmosphere is not going to work.
News.
Right, Brian?
Yeah.
Right.
Right. All right.
Like, let's just get on with our lives. Over to Shannon we go.
Oh, Shannon. I guess the Stanley Cup Finals are going to be starting up here on the 3rd, I want to say.
Yeah, Saturday.
Please name the two teams in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh, good Lord. I should know this.
Oh, it's the Florida Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights. Knights.
Yeah, yes.
Now you know. Now you can
now I know.
Tell all your friends about it.
Too bad it's not the Avs again. Next year.
I know.
Get everybody healthy and maybe next year. Brian, maybe. Who is Blake Lively married to?
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, he knows that one.
Oh, he's ready for
he
that.
He knows his Ryan Reynolds.
He's ready for that. Back to Shannon we go.
Shannon, this is a very important question here. Please tell me, what is the city that SpongeBob SquarePants lives in?
City under the sea.
Take a guess.
Ravelry or something.
No, it's called Bikini Bottom, is the little town that he lives in. He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Yes.
But Bikini Bottom is the town.
You know what, Brian? If you get this, you win the game, and the boys start off the month up 1-0. If you miss it, Shannon will have one more chance to try to send this game to overtime. Okie doke.
All right, sounds good.
And you are getting multiple choice. Is a princess cut diamond, is that square, round, or oval, a princess cut?
Man, I've been married almost 20 years.
I need an answer. Better hurry.
Uh-oh.
Princess cut is...
Time is up.
The time is running. You guys got to come up with an answer.
Got to say a shape. That's square,
isn't it?
You
had to blurt out one of the three. Square, right. Round, or oval, and the winning answer is it's a square.
Square.
Square is a princess cut diamond.
What cut is your wife's diamond?
It's a princess cut.
No! Oh, nuts!
Oh, that's funny. All right, Shannon, he opened the door for you. If you get this, we are going to overtime. If not, he's going to win a 1-0 game.
Okay,
here we go. Phoenix, Anarchy, and Dark Temptation are all scents from what men's grooming company?
Oh.
Take a guess. Take a guess.
Polo.
Oh, at least you guessed. No, that is Axe, the Axe body spray.
Axe.
Oh, nuts.
I got to tell you guys,
oh, Lord.
It's only 1-0, but the game is
over.
Over.
Dunzo. Shannon, you didn't do very good.
No, I didn't.
What happened? You choked a little.
I did. I think I needed questions more suited to me.
What
like,
could I?
Like,
what
like
could I have asked?
Questions. I could have answered all those.
Oh, do we have to explain it again?
We have to explain it
no.
again how this game works?
No.
Do we have to do that again? We just did going into
That's
the game.
That's not how
I
the
thought.
Game works, Shannon.
Oh, I know, I know.
It wouldn't be any fun if we did it the other way around.
Yeah, if we asked
it
you all girl
no
questions.
Fun at all.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Listen, so you didn't win the Mindbender when you called 2 years ago. You did not win Boys Against the Girls today. In 2025, do you think you'll call for, like, Rattle Off or something like that?
Yeah, maybe something like that.
We'll never hear from her again.
Oh, no, don't
nope.
say that.
Never again.
You got to take some medicine before you go. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right.
Boys, rule.
They do today. Shannon, you're a good sport. Thank you for being on the show. We hope you have a lovely day, okay?
Bye, Shannon.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Space Guy Brian.
Spaceman Brian, you got a point for the boys today.
A win's a win, right?
You'll take the W.
Yeah, good job.
And yep. you've got some tickets to go out and take your lovely bride and her princess cut diamond out for a night on the town, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.